Hey everybody, this is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Let's dish, baby!
Hi, I'm Joe Manganiello, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Hey, this is Matt Eisman, you're listening to Star Dish Radio, my favorite dish. So listen, biatch!
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network.
Dish, baby.
Hi, I'm Joe Manganiello, and you're listening to Star Dish
Radio.
Oh, stop
there, promo. We don't want you no more.
This is
I'm Joanne, your host,
Star Dish
and
Radio.
Today is May 17th, 2012.
You never know who
I have with me tonight.
Hi, this is Aiden
actor, comedian, David Golshin. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Is this Joanne?
This is Joanne.
All right, how are you? I heard about 300 people talk at once, so...
I know. I don't know what happened there. It just went a little crazy with the promo thing.
Yeah, it was like a party at Charlie Sheen's house.
I wish.
Yeah, exactly. Like, some woman was screaming, and then like five dudes were yelling. I don't know what was going on.
I don't know. I'd like to know what's going on at that party myself. So, David,
yeah.
I want to apologize about yesterday. We were supposed to have you on yesterday, and I totally scheduled you for the wrong day, so my fault, and I do apologize for that.
No problem.
Start off with that. So tell me a little bit about yourself, how you ended up where you are right now.
Well, I like long walks on the beach. I'm a Virgo. I'm 32 years old. I've been arrested 3 times. Both times I didn't know that the girl was under 18.
Okay.
I could have sworn she was at least 19.
Okay.
How was I supposed to know she was 9? What would you like to know?
Well, I mean, just tell me how you ended up with stand-up comedy. Let's start that way. I mean, that's not something that everybody just wakes up and decides that they want to do, or is it something that you did decide, hey, you know, I'm a pretty funny guy, so this is what I'm going to do to make a living?
Well, you know, I've always loved comedy. I've loved doing sketches when I was a kid and, you know, just having fun, you know, being the class clown. And then I just started going to open mics.
Mm-hmm.
I did some television comedy and some sketches and everything. And then finally I decided I'm going to go and do open mics and go and start doing stand-up. So I just went one day to a couple of the local clubs here in Los Angeles and just went up there and did it. And just, you know, said some things that I wrote down and, you know, out of 10 jokes, I think one of them was funny, and then I just kept going. And
right.
Now, and that was actually a week ago. So, yeah.
And now you're this big international comedian, also starring on the Shahs of Sunset. That's got to be interesting in itself.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool show. I did season one. We just got picked up for a second season, so
mm-hmm.
Let's see how that goes. We don't know who's going to be... you know, in it
coming
for
the
second season. Yeah, we don't know who's coming back, but it was a really fun time just going out there and, you know, going to clubs, bars, restaurants, following me to my office. I also own a women's fashion company, Women's Suits. So that was fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Where are you from? Are you in New York?
I am originally from Yonkers, New York, but I am in Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
Now.
Very cool.
Yeah, I live up in Buffalo now.
I performed there a few years ago at that hotel in Buffalo. It's really, it looks like a palace.
Oh,
it looks like a
I know
a,
what
like
you're
a
talking
castle.
About.
Yeah,
I think
like
I watched one of the clips on YouTube actually before we did this, and I saw like on your little mock Access Hollywood little skit
that
you did something in Buffalo. Yes, yeah, it's pretty nice up here.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Well, what were we talking about?
I got to ask you. I actually saw the episode of Millionaire Matchmaker that you were on. Now,
okay.
I watched
Sorry
it again
that.
Tonight off of your YouTube channel. Was there ever a second date?
There was, actually. I went out with her a couple times, and it turned out that she had a boyfriend. And she was basically wanted to know if, you know, if me and her become exclusive, she'd be ready to, you know, get rid of the other guy. And then I was like, oh, absolutely. Anytime I hear something like that, I'm like, forget it. No way.
Yeah.
I don't want, if, if, if a girl is even dating a guy who, if he thinks he's the boyfriend and she even doesn't, and she says it's okay, I still want nothing to do with it. That situation,
Yeah, that's too much drama. And you know what? I mean, not for nothing, but Patty kind of gave you a hard time in the beginning, coming off as, you know, somewhat of a douchebag, as she said. And look at what you ended up with.
And I did what?
At what you ended up with. The girl was a douchebag.
I'm such a sweet guy, such a sweet, nice guy. And, well, I'm happy Patty figured that out at the end. And when I ended up having, you know, making love to Patty and having sex with Patty, she understood everything, and she was cool with it, and she would give me my money and leave and, like, not call me any names, which is fine. And very respectful, I might say.
Well, all righty then.
Time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really great.
I like Patty. I like her show.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Any dates recently? Is there a girl in your life now?
Right now, I'm just single. The police asked me to stop dating. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking about all that kind of stuff. No, I'm single right now. I'm just focused on performing. Stand up comedy. I'm in talks to do some stuff on television. Hopefully, I'm still running my company, so I'm just busy with all that and not I'm not in a serious relationship. So
okay, now I heard something about you possibly doing an NBC sitcom for the fall. Can you talk about that yet, or?
Well, we're just in talks right now to do a pilot, but there's really nothing to talk about yet. But yeah, I am still in talks to do a pilot, about a show, a family sitcom. But, nothing to report on that yet. But if something does happen with that, I'll definitely let you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I want you in it.
Yeah, right. We want people to watch, honey.
We don't want them
to change the channel.
Oh, they're not changing anything. and there's a lot of hot women in Buffalo. I know that for a fact. And I want everyone, and I want all of them to come to my Facebook and add me and even go ahead and look at my half-naked pictures that I put up there, because I need a serious attention that I lacked as a child out of insecurity.
Okay.
But
I'll make sure that everybody goes to your Facebook page. I'll send out all those requests and your Twitter as well. Tomorrow's Follow Friday? Is that
tomorrow
what it's called? Follow
Shabbat.
Friday on Twitter. So we'll make
Shabbat
sure that
Friday.
We get... Yes. So that's tomorrow, yeah, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you off here. So
I
let
know.
Me ask you.
I noticed that last night.
David, who is your favorite comedian of all times besides yourself?
Thanks for throwing in besides yourself. Like, I'm such a narcissistic asshole. First me. who's got the biggest penis in the world except yourself? I love Paul Mooney. You know who he is?
No, I really can't. Maybe if I saw who he was, I would know. Honestly. I'm bad with names and faces. I have to put the two together. I'm going to look them up right now while you're telling me. Who else?
Okay, yeah. Just go ahead and not listen to the rest of the conversation.
I'm listening to everything that you're saying. Paul Mooney.
Go ahead on Google and look things up while I talk. No problem.
I'm a multitasker,
okay? I'm totally cool with that. Huh?
I'm a multitasker.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
I can do that.
I'm mowing the lawn right now.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Listen, you'd be surprised some of the interviews that I've done over the phone, what people were doing on the other side. Hello.
Speak louder. I'm landscaping. Speak louder. what do people do on the other side? You hear motion.
Oh my God.
Or what are you talking about here exactly? what do people do when you interview them?
I had people sit there and order their dinners, and I don't know about anything else, but that was pretty much it. We'll leave
They'd
it at
like,
that.
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to be in a new upcoming. Honey, the quiche is burning, honey.
Yeah, I've had dogs bark,
yeah.
and I've had kids take away the telephones. Yeah, you get it all.
I'm going to be on in a new sitcom on NBC. I told you the potatoes go in the oven.
the life of live radio.
Yeah, that's the way to do a show, that's for sure.
You have to do it live. I don't believe in pre-taping, and I don't believe in editing. You know, whatever you say is going out there. Too bad.
That's great.
That's the way that I see that. So tell me, who else inspires you besides Paul Mooney?
Well, I love Paul Mooney. I love Cat Williams, who's hilarious. I love Chris Rock. I love Daniel Tosh. Those are my favorite comedians. I love Shakira's ass. I don't know, who inspires you?
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'll tell you what's inspired me. I work out in the morning, and I always put on live concerts. I love to watch. And I was watching this live concert of Britney Spears from 2001.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty inspiring, watching
Really?
That. Oh, yeah. And Christina Aguilera, I love. I love watching her sing. I love a lot of things. Cocaine is a fantastic. Snorting it is the best thing to do, really. I recommend it highly, especially to children.
There you go.
And,
now, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who was, if you're going to answer me, who is the worst comedian you've ever heard?
Besides myself?
No, not yourself. See, I didn't throw that in there.
Yeah, you didn't throw that in there this time. I like that. The worst comedian?
Yeah.
I'd have to say Mitt Romney.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That deserves a round of applause right there.
Do you have a sound effect?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, we'll do it.
Deserves a round of applause, but it's not getting one.
There you go.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you clapping, or are you doing things in the background again?
No, I wasn't doing anything in the background. I was really clapping.
Oh, okay.
I was really clapping.
I appreciate that.
So you're hosting a Lakers party tonight, I see. You're all over Twitter.
No, that was last night. I was talking about what happened last night.
I thought the Lakers were playing tonight.
Nah.
Oh, Twitter totally confuses me with all of these backward tweets.
Everything with you is exactly 24 hours off, I noticed.
I am today, ain't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
This whole week.
You'd be a horrible terrorist, you know?
You know what? You're right, I would be.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, today we're bombing. They're like, oh, shit, I left the, I could have sworn it was yesterday. Fuck.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I am blonde, so I can always use that excuse.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I can always use that excuse. Are you currently watching Celebrity Apprentice?
I am,
or just
Scorpio
Day's booty?
I love her. Man.
She's a very pretty girl.
Yeah. I like her attitude. Her attitude, for some reason, gets men turned on. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that, but I think that she sometimes can be just too overconfident to the point where, you know, it just makes you kind of look a little ugly. She's a pretty girl sometimes till she opens her mouth.
Exactly. But
you know?
At the same time, she's confident, and she's also very, very smart. And then when you combine that with a tight dress, it's a huge turn on.
I can see that. I mean, she is a very smart girl, but did you see the picture she posted on Twitter last week of her trying to put a dress on?
No, I missed her.
Oh, you missed out on that one. Her whole butt was hanging out of it.
Can you send that to me? Can you tweet that over
to me? I'll find it for you. I'll find it on there. It's there somewhere, and I'll tweet it to you.
Please, it might
take me a day to do it.
Why don't you start today, and then tell me you'll do it today, so I can get it by tomorrow.
That's it. I will do that.
And please, tomorrow, do me a favor. Wish me a happy Thursday tomorrow, if you can.
Okay. I will do that. The day late, Joanne girl. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Now, is there any other reality TV that you watch? Shows like Shaws of the Sunset, or do you get into any of those Housewives shows, the cat fights and whatnot?
No, I don't watch that, but I do watch, I watch Celebrity Apprentice, I love, actually. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite, probably.
Right.
It's Trump. Donald Trump just cracks me up. Anytime he opens his mouth, I just start laughing hysterically.
Could you imagine him being the president?
Oh, my God.
Today I was in the White House, and Melania made me a burger. Yeah. It's fine.
Let's see. What do I watch? I don't watch too much reality TV. I'm a political junkie, so I watch all political shows on TV.
Oh, okay.
That's like all my TiVo is all political shows and Family Guy. That's my television.
Oh yeah.
It's all politics. It's all politics.
Oh, okay. I hate watching politics. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. Well, you know, are you gonna vote? Are you gonna vote on November 8th? Like the next day.
You know what? I have
like
to vote. It's just which one? A day later.
Yeah.
I have to vote. It's just a matter of which crook I'm going to vote for.
Exactly.
You know, that's what politics are. The only difference between the two is what they do with your money, right?
That's it. Yeah, kind of like my ex-girlfriends.
There you go.
That's right.
See, I don't have to worry about all that. You know, I'm a single with nobody to take nothing, with nothing to take. Except for my kids.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Take my kids, please. That's about it.
Take my kids, please. Oh! Bing, boom.
Yeah, right?
How do we turn into Andrew Dice Clay all of a sudden?
I don't know. You're bringing out
Hickory,
that
Hickory, duck! The girl sat on my... Oh!
He was channeled through the Celebrity Apprentice.
Huh?
He must have been channeled through the Celebrity Apprentice conversation, because
right.
I think that was the last thing he ever did.
That's right. He goes, hey, Donald Trump, what do you want me to do to not get fired? Respect! Ouch!
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, yo, Vinny. Oh!
You are freaking awesome. I'm going to give you two random questions, two random statements, actually, to fill in the blanks, okay?
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Fill in the blanks. I should have blank yesterday.
I should have yelled at the Laker game even louder because they lost by one damn point.
Okay. And then I wish I could go blank.
Back in time.
Really? Where would you go?
Well, first of all, I'm Jewish, so I would go and I get all the winning lottery numbers from, like, previous times. And then I'd come back.
Okay.
And then, you know, I would love to go to the past, and I'd love to go to the future. I would love going to, like, you know, the time of, like, Jesus and everything, checking that whole thing out. Because I love, like, Bible stuff. And then I go, like, way into the future, too, where we have the male pill, the male birth control pill. Birth control pill for men. Yeah. I need the birth control pill for men, is what I'm saying.
You need it.
Yeah. I want to
take it.
Why,
you got a bunch of babies running around?
No, I don't have any, but it's scary.
It's scary out there.
You know what I'm talking about?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's either lock it up, wrap it up, no glove, no love.
That's right.
All that kind of stuff.
I'm at the point, like, I'm so, you know, scared now. I'm so paranoid that I don't even wear one condom. I wear 8 condoms wrapped in duct tape, okay? That's what I'm talking about. That's how fucking paranoid. My penis looks like a chandelier that's being shipped to UPS ground. Okay, that's how wrapped up it is. All right? I looked down one day.
Oh, my God.
I looked down at my penis one day. I thought it was a mummy from the 18th century. That's how wrapped up it was.
Well, I'm sure that girl must like it very much, all that duct tape.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
that's
the
new ribbed sensation feeling.
Exactly. But too bad, I got so many condoms on, I can't feel a damn thing. So I hope she does.
Oh, my God. She feels the rib sensation.
Exactly. I feel nothing. I tap the girl. I'm wearing so many things. I tap the girl on the shoulder after sex and ask her if I had an orgasm. That's how crazy it is. That's what's going on now.
Oh, Jesus. My God. You are awesome. Listen, where are we going to see you next?
Well, the best thing to do is if you can please check out my Facebook, David Golshan, G-O-L-S-H-A-N,
mm-hmm.
and also my
mm-hmm.
website, davidgolshan.com,
mm-hmm.
and check out the new viral videos and sketches and also stand-up comedy performances. And, you know, and if you're single and you have a great ass and you're, you know, you're a woman, please send me a message and also let's go out.
Definitely.
Fantastic.
I will pass around that information. I'll post the links to your pages on the website. And you're a truly talented, funny guy. I like watching your sketches. I like talking to you on the phone.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome back anytime. I mean, you make me laugh. I think you're a really cool guy.
Yeah, you too. I love talking to you. And thanks for doing the interview. And let's make it happen.
Absolutely. David Golshan, everybody. Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
This is Matt Eisman. You're listening to Stardish Radio, my favorite. Listen, biatch!